Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now they're executing, playing good football.
In a 16-minute beatdown, and the pass is caught by McCaffrey for the touchdown. And plenty of 49er fans are here tonight. They travel well, and they're ecstatic.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call. Still no rushing touchdown, but that's all right. Still got the dub. And McCaffrey with another solid night through the air. Speaking of McCaffrey, how does Shanahan assess him through 5 weeks?
Just that he's one of the toughest, grittiest guys I've ever been around. I mean, just how he approaches every day, how physical he is. Christian's been unbelievable. He's been running into some really tough looks, but he doesn't shy away from anything. What he did in the pass game today, even what he did in the run game, just for us to be able to have 33 runs when first that run defense is so important, because you throw it too much versus that team, you're going to end up getting sacked. It's a matter of time before you end up having a turnover. So just being able to stay with it, which is huge with third down, but he's one of the reasons we can stay with the run because of what he does in the pass game for us.
Yeah, I mean, I get that McCaffrey hasn't had a lot of, yards per carry.
Yeah.
But if you look at how many times he's touched the ball through five games and how worried about him we were heading into the game one, I think we got to be ecstatic by where McCaffrey is right now. And if half of his struggles running the football are because of the offensive line, well, then that should improve a little bit when George Kittle gets back.
Yeah. And, I mean, Stoney, I'm looking at it. He went Steph Curry. We talked about his touches. I said 30 or more. He got 30. And he's getting tackled on those receptions as well. So, I mean, a lot of people came, and I was one of them, came into this season. How's he going to be able to hold up? But, man, his workload has increased, and now he's added something to his repertoire. He's already had it, but now he's getting his – I mean, he's making his hay in the receiving game. But, Stoney, I want to say something to you. A couple Mondays ago, we got into it, and – I came in here, and it was hyperbole, but I was overzealous in talking about this has the ingredients for the Kyle job, what he's doing because of the injuries. But, man, when you put this now in the folder, because he's ultimately responsible for everything, but when you put this one of the four wins that they got in the folder, and you just sit back, and, I mean, you could do it to 3 o'clock this afternoon just about who's not available. Like, Stoney, this is a special season in the sense that, or shaping up to be, I mean, hey, the next man up is the mantra, and to go up there and kind of basically shock the world with who wasn't available, You know, we talked about this game where it ranks as in regard to his regular season, but just as far as now, it's growing. That thing is growing into seasons. I know we're five games in, but Stoney, I got to say, he's been brilliant, not perfect, but this team's learning how to win and to go put that one in the folder yesterday against another division foe to take you to 3-0. I mean, kudos to Kyle, man.
Yeah, I mean, and the way I look at it is, yesterday we were in here talking about Mac Jones, and the sentiment was, this has the ability to get really ugly.
Yeah, the ingredients, right.
Okay, so yesterday, before one game was played, we were worried that this season could go down the hill or that it might be setting up to be a nightmare, and then they go down there and they win an incredible game, and now they're 4-1, and there's just nothing about that win last night that tells you that it was a fluke. To me, last night, yes, they made plays down the stretch like they have, you know, four out of the last five games, but to me it was also the kind of game that they had to play the right way, and I thought they had to get out to a lead early.
They did.
And they did that, and then they were able to protect the lead, and I mean, you knew the Rams were they weren't going to beat the Rams 30-10. Last night.
Didn't know, though, Stoney, when it got 14-0. I'm like, holy hell.
I always felt like the Rams were going to make a game of it. Yeah, so.
They did.
Let's go to Kirk in Los Altos Hills. Hey, Kirk, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Sure.
And I know I'm probably a little bit late to the game here, but joining in on the discussion about Mac Jones.
Sure.
And then, of course, how it applies to Brock Purdy. I just, and myself, I'm watching the game last night with my wife, and it's just, there is, to us, so much more comfort in watching Mac Jones play. Not that Brock Purdy is bad, per se, and I think he's a very capable quarterback, but it's just what I've seen so far, and I'm no football guy. I never really played the game myself in my life, but like previous callers have said, his throws are strong. They're active.
Kirk, we're losing you.
Yeah.
We lost you, Kirk. You know, the one thing I would say is if you're going to – okay, so Mac Jones looks better this year than Brock Purdy. All right. What about – is he better than Brock Purdy the last – the Brock Purdy we've seen the past few years?
No. And Brock, and again, you know, I'm double talking, but Brock has been hurt, and he finished the game against Seattle, and Jacksonville wasn't great. But I'm not going there yet. No, Stoney. I mean, we hadn't talked about it. He almost threw one away. Would have, could have, should have. But we just talking about what we saw last night right before they got that field goal. There was an oh-no throw, you know? And if the Ram defender hangs on to that, then what are we talking about today? But the bottom line is, to my answer to that question would be no. Because we're talking about almost perfection when we've seen Brock at his best. But then you could sit there and say, Stoney, and you look good in your black shirt. Well, Goo, they were a better team. Everything was better around them when we seen the best of Brock. Because last year wasn't it.
I mean, when was the last time? How many yards did Mac throw for? 342?
342.
I mean,
43 for 49.
So, I wonder how many games Purdy's had with 342 yards, multiple touchdowns, and no picks.
But you got to understand, too,
that Mac's better at throwing the ball?
No, I always thought that. But the bottom line is, McCaffrey was – they had a better running game, so they didn't have to lean on the pass as much.
He's had three such games.
Has he? In his career or last year?
In his career.
Gotcha.
Good stuff.
Two of them were last year.
888-957-9570 is the number. Best part about last night's win, 49er fans, what was it? You got plenty of choices. Let's go to Matt in Bayview. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
The city.
Donnie Guru, what up?
Hey.
All right. Hey, obviously, just like everyone's been saying, great performance by Max. You can see exactly why Kyle wanted him. You know, he's got very Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, and build. You know, quick release, strong arm. He makes really quick decisions. The problem here, right on the table, as you guys would like to say, is Brock has $182.5 million guaranteed. So whether Kyle likes him or not, it's kind of a moot point. But I mean, we can, you know, go to hypothetical land and talk about it. If Brock misses two more weeks and Matt comes out, has another great performance against a really good Tampa team, and let's say he misses the next game against Atlanta at home on Sunday night, then you kind of have an issue where if Brock comes back and he struggles, I didn't like how Brock performed last season with all the injuries. You know, he had the built-in excuse, but you know, we see what Mac is doing in this offense under Kyle Shanahan. So it's just, you're in a tough position, right? Because you know, if that happens, Brock continues to struggle. What do you do at that point? You have so much already invested in him, but people are going to start talking. Everyone's going to start talking. The fans are going to want us to switch, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on the decision makers in San Francisco. What do you think?
I think that's a possibility. That's a possibility, and I think it's a possibility because of all the variables we're talking about right now. And one is we don't really have an understanding of how severe the Purdy injury is.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think on the surface at this point, Mac Jones has done enough where you say, let's not rush Brock back.
Okay.
And then the way this is going, when Brock Purdy is ready to play, then Kyle Shanahan will have a decision to make, and it's one he's had. He's had this kind of decision before, and I don't know what he's going to do, and I don't know when Brock Purdy's going to be 100% or when they're going to, you know, deem him 100%, and then what do you do there?
But you think it's a fair question? And it, you know, and again, his caveats, Donnie, was, well, if Mac was the quarterback two more games, and you know, now we're talking about he's 5-0. But I'll say this just about the front office and Kyle. I believe I really was irritated because I felt like the Jake Moody situation, he got his 9th or 10th or 11th life, Jake, that is, because of where he was drafted, and they didn't want to admit the mistake. But then on the flip side of that, the B side, I saw what they did. They got rid of Trey Lance quick, fast, and in a hurry, admitted their mistake, lucked up on Brock Purdy, and he was fabulous. But what if I throw this at you, Stani, and the caller? At what point do we got to go so macro to where, what about just owing the team if they're hot and let's just say again, Max won 5 in a row. What about, okay, we'll slow play this. We'll play the hotter hand, like I told you, Shasky and Spadoni this morning. I mean, you could do that and it not be a quarterback controversy.
And then how long do you do that?
That I don't have the answer.
And when you say, is it a fair question?
It's on that street. Go ahead.
Well, I'll ask 49er fans this. I mean, who should start against Tampa Bay?
Oh, well,
what
have that.
Brock Purdy says I'm healthy? Like, what should they do against Tampa Bay? We're going to have plenty of time to talk about it.
But you didn't learn then if he starts against Tampa. And it's not that I don't want to see him. You told me, Stani, and I believed it leaving the studio yesterday, that they did the wrong math or maybe listened to him a bit much. So the one thing you cannot do, I believe, if you're the
what
Niners.
What about the week after?
Now we can okay, –
But Max beating well, Tampa
missed,
Bay now.
No, but Brock missed 2 weeks last – well, I guess if you miss Tampa, now that's –
The point is like when Brock's healthy, should he go back in no matter what?
I mean, it's his job, right?
There's no right answer. If this is who Mac Jones is and Purdy's not ready against Tampa Bay and they go down there and beat Tampa Bay, I think – It's absolutely a discussion.
But what if you bring Brock back and then you have another Jacksonville performance?
What if you never bring Brock back and Mac runs the table or runs the table then?
I know that's down the road.
I have no idea. Like this is. I'm not saying I know the answer. I don't know the answer.
But it's how great. And again, Stoudy, he looked like John Wayne yesterday, Mac Jones, in regard to being hurt and injured. So we don't even know if he's available come Tampa.
Let's go to Niner Romo in Sacramento. Hey, Niner Romo, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Great show. The only thing better than a victory Monday is a victory Friday, baby.
Yeah.
The Niners looked great last night. My season personally started up in Seattle, and when I first got on in there in the stadium down by the field, I look over into the tunnel opposite of the Niners, and who do I see warming up, getting ready, even though he wasn't going to play? Mac Jones! This kid has stayed ready. He stayed available. And when he's been given his opportunities, he's looked great. And I think Shanahan's learning how to win these tight games now, and he's coming up on the winning side of these. So something special is brewing right here. And, you know, these are platinum problems, as I call them, to have. Is it Purdy? Is it Jones? I didn't think Purdy was ready to come back in the Jacksonville game. So, you know, next week in Tampa, let Purdy rest. Let that toe get right. Let Mac Jones go out there and build on this. And, you know, if it becomes a controversy, that's a good problem to have. And, you know, my biggest thing is that, as I said, Shanahan keeps building on this, and maybe he's going to put to rest some of these ghosts he gets in the fourth quarter. And I'm just going to keep staying excited. I was watching the game in Sacramento with a bunch of L.A. fans from work for training, and I let them have it. And I got to say, the Sacramento faithful were a little timid. When you yell first down 49ers, I want to hear a, ow, ow, ow. So let's go 49ers, baby.
Look at him.
Appreciate it.
That'll come back when Ayuk comes back.
The
they weren't at home, but
you know, there's some people on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
I was just going there. Thank you.
You know, we fall in love with good play, backup quarterbacks, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. You throw everything Brock has done away. No, that's not what you do. But are there people out there that just think that whenever Brock Purdy is healthy, he comes back and plays? If Brock Purdy is ready to play against Tampa Bay, does he play against Tampa Bay? And if he doesn't, and Mac Jones plays and does well, I mean, let's not be naive. The longer this goes with Mac Jones playing well, the harder the decision's going to be for Kyle Shanahan as to when Brock Purdy comes back and when he's healthy and when and if you put him back in the game or you put him back in the starting lineup. So yeah, this is going to be one that it's going to have to play out. You're going to have to let it play out, I think. Like, I don't think you can presuppose anything. And I think if you ask Kyle right now who's starting against Tampa Bay, he'd probably say, I have no idea, because I don't know Mac Jones' status.
I don't know
Brock Purdy's status.
Yeah. And again, I'm not knocking Mac Jones, and Niner fans should be thrilled with the performance that they got by the whole team. But, Stoney, let's not ignore, and we're not doing it on purpose, that McVay, I thought, made some bad decisions to enable the Niners to win the game. But the Niners mustered 6 points in the second half before overtime. So, you know, it was 4th of July early. You got off to that lead. You go down and score to set the tone of the game. But, you know, you kind of ran out of gas that third and fourth quarter. And I'm not blaming Mac. So I'm just taking a step back. If I'm Kyle, you know, if Brock were under center, would they have gotten a touchdown or been able to get in the end zone? But the Rams are good. They're formidable. But I just don't think you can lose your job to injury. That's one. And I'm just throwing that to the people that think, okay, hey, let's just take this 3-0 that Mac Jones is to 5-0, and we can do that just for this. But even then, Stoney, this is Brock's show, and I think when he's ready to go, obviously, we'll see him under center. I believe that.
This is Mac Jones after the game.
I think, you know, they brought me here to play as a backup, and that's my job, and Brock's the starter of this team, and right now he's dealing with something, and for him to go out there last week and play when you know he probably wasn't a full health, like, he cares about this team. So I'm just trying to get some wins for him so it helps us down the line. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Like, I've been in his position. I've been a starter, and you want your backup to go in there and win, because at the end of the season, that could be the hit or miss between a playoff or not. So,
all right, so Mac Jones saying all the right things. That this is Brock Purdy's team.
Yeah. Who's to say he was 100%?
Yeah, I guess the question is when does it go back to being Brock Purdy's team?
I think when he's healthy, partner.
Let's go to Trevor in Pleasant Hill. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm great, fellas. It's a beautiful Friday. Yeah. I'm happy the Niners won last night, obviously. I just want to say I really like Mac Jones. I'm so pleased with what he's doing. I think he's made some really great throws and some nice decisions under a little bit of pressure, but I think we're missing a little bit of context on this conversation. I'd float the question to you guys real quick. What do you think our two best efforts were from the 49ers in terms of offensive line play?
I thought it was excellent compared to what they had been the previous 4 weeks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You mean yesterday versus the rest of the year? Oh, I guess he's gone.
That's what he was asking, yeah.
I guess he's gone. Yeah. So is he... Mac Jones has had better protection than Purdy?
Well, yesterday, he threw the ball 50 times. He did turn it over. I thought the O-line did. That was their best performance of the season. Pass blocking. Because the run still was 2.2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that was a mic drop from that
or
guy.
Or just getting that boss could have walked in.
We can squeeze another one in here. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. He wants to follow up on something you said, Goo, about McVay.
Right,
what's
hey,
up,
Matt?
How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. How's it going? I usually call about basketball, but, boy, that was a fun game. I watched it on the plane. And two things. One, you got two quarterbacks. Be happy. The second is McVay lost that game. That was an idiotic call. I mean, Jones could barely walk. So all they had to do was kick a field goal, and I don't think the Niners were going to go anywhere with their third-string guy. Mm. So isn't that how you do it? Tie at home, win on the road. So they got a little bit lucky. And then basketball starts Sunday. I'm psyched. Who knows? Maybe Kuminga will be good. We'll see. That's all I got, man. It was a fun game, though.
Appreciate really it. Yeah, and here's he brought up Sean McVay.
He owned it, man.
Going for it on fourth down and them getting stuffed.
That call by me.
You called two timeouts. Were you considering different calls or kind of can you walk us through that?
Thought about maybe trying to draw them off sides. I took one. They took the other. And it was a poor decision by me right there. But, you give the Niners credit. They made enough plays to be able to win the football game. We had plenty of chances throughout this game. You know, we stayed in it. We fought. We battled. But there's a lot of things that we have to be able to clean up and a lot of football left. But I'm pretty sick right now. I'm sick of the spot that I put our group in to end the game. But, hey, these are the tough beats that you got to be able to learn from and move forward, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, so that was Sean McVay.
I do like a coach owning it, man. You know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, I love that.
Maybe today's not. Has Kyle Shanahan ever said that was a poor decision by me?
He does it in a different way, but I see what
you're
going.
Yeah, he says we didn't execute that play.
Yeah, but hey, that was, I appreciated that, man.
Or how about I feel sick about the position I put my team in
today. Why would you take the ball out of Stafford's hands and you could have did rug route left, right, whatever with Devontae Adams and Nacua? Like, that was overthinking 101. And the Niners couldn't stop you in the air.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers win a big one last night in L.A., 26-23 in overtime. They're now 4-1. They still haven't lost a division game. And there was a lot of good things coming out of last night's game. What was the best part for you if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? Take your pick. There's about a dozen things you could bring up, and the number's 888-957-9570. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment was also brought to you by Moderna.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.